With high UV levels expected across the region over the next few days, it sounds like we may be experiencing some spells of sunshine, similar to those of a few weeks ago, where during the May heatwave, UV levels were unusually high across much of the UK for that time of year. Some exposure to UV is essential for our well-being, but too much is damaging and can cause skin cancer. What is UV, and why can it be dangerous? Ultraviolet radiation is emitted by the sun and penetrates the Earth's atmosphere. It enables our skin to produce essential vitamin D, which is important for the function of bones, blood cells, and our immune system. But too much UV can be harmful. It can lead to skin cancer by damaging DNA in skin cells. UV also plays a substantial role in skin aging, contributing to wrinkles and loosened folds. It has also been linked to eye problems. So, how can UV radiation emitted by the sun affect your eyes? You can't see UV, but its damaging effects can stay with you for life. In fact, eyes are 10 times more sensitive to UV than skin. Most of us are aware that we should protect our skin against ultraviolet rays by using sun cream and covering up. But do you ever consider what UV can do to our eyes? Many of us wear sunglasses as a practicality to reduce the glare of the sun, or even to look cool. But there is a more serious reason for wearing shades. UV radiation from the sun can have both short and long-term effects on the condition of our eyes. It can burn the surface, cornea, and lens of the eye, much like sun can burn skin. Long-term exposure to UV radiation can be serious. For instance, exposure to UV significantly increases the risk of developing cataracts, a clouding of the eye lens, and the leading cause of blindness in the world.
According to the Eye Care Trust, our eyes are 10 times more sensitive to UV light than our skin. But children's eyes face an even greater risk of UV damage. Big pupils and clearer lenses means that 70% more UV light can reach the retina of a child. The World Health Organization estimates that this lack of natural eye protection, combined with the amount of time children spend playing outdoors, could mean that as much as 80% of a lifetime's UV is absorbed into the eye by the time a child reaches the age of 18. In the UK, cumulative exposure to UV is one of the main causes of age-related macular degeneration and cataracts, the leading cause of sight loss that affects 1 in 3 people aged over 65 years. Parents need to ensure that they protect their children's eyes from the sun, or they're putting them at risk of permanent damage to their sight in the future. Looking after your eyes. To protect your eyes from UV exposure, it is important to wear good quality UV protective sunglasses that block out 99 to 100% of both UVA and UVB radiation, and that screens 75 to 90% of visible light. Wraparound sunglasses offer the best protection, while grey lenses give proper colour recognition. And to protect your eyes further, you should also seek shade during the middle of the day between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. when UV penetration is at its strongest. The UV index, the strength of the sun, can be high at many times of the year. And it's worth remembering that it doesn't have to be hot and the sky doesn't have to be cloudless for UV levels to be high. We grade the UV levels from low to very high. And it's important to take action when UV levels are moderate or above. Moderate. Take care during midday hours and do not spend too much time in the sun unprotected. High. Seek shade during midday hours, cover up and wear sunscreen. Very high. Spend time in the shade between 11 and 3. Shirt, sunscreen and hat essential. To get UV forecasts for UK, all you have to do is simply go to the Met Office website or download the free Met Office app. The UV forecast shows the UV index for the next 7 days and an hour-by-hour forecast for the next 2 days. For iPhone, the app is available from the App Store, For Android, the app is available from the Google Play Store.
Latest research. We undertook some research to find out what people know about UV and its effects, and the actions they take when UV levels are high. A huge surprise was that almost one-third of people don't know that the sun is our main source of UV, and yet half of people know UV comes from sunbeds. While 41% of adults worry about UV being a cause of skin cancer, only 22% worry about the effects of UV on their eyes, despite UV being much more damaging to the eyes than to skin. Many people underestimate the effects of UV. For instance, one quarter of people think UV is only harmful when the sky is clear. One in three people do not realize that eyes can get burnt by UV. A quarter of UK adults believe that UV light is not harmful after 3 p.m. And 27% believe in that if it's cold outside, then there is no need to worry about UV. UV awareness. One thing that most people did get right is that UV is more damaging to children than adults, with 6 out of 10 people answering this correctly. However, almost half of people thought that UV damage was reversible, which it isn't. And almost half felt that the darker the lens, the more protection sunglasses offered, which is also not true. In terms of protecting against UV, just under half of people didn't know whether their sunglasses offered UV protection. 3/4 of parents weren't aware that there was any such thing as a UV forecast. Meanwhile, only 1/4 of parents would take protective action when the UV level is moderate, even though this is the level at which the NHS suggests people should take action. UV awareness is generally growing, but this has largely been limited to the effects of UV on skin, and how this can lead to skin cancer. Now, we hope to shine the spotlight on the effects of UV on eyes, and especially children, thereby helping to protect the eyesight of a generation. Please do take care, and remember, if you are out and about, to take the necessary precautions to protect yourselves from the sun. Should you need any further guidance or support with how best to protect your eyes, and or wish to arrange a demonstration of some wraparound filter glasses, you can contact Pete, Sat, and Cushy, Beacon's team of sight loss advisors, on 01902 880 111.